You're listening to Morning Edition on Interlochen Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Dan Wanshura. The Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners held a long and strange meeting yesterday. At a previous gathering, board member Ron Klaus pulled out a gun while a constituent was speaking. Yesterday, they considered a resolution that called that act well-intentioned but inappropriate and unacceptable. IPR's Max Johnston watched that meeting, which had 5 hours of public comment. He joins me live this morning to talk about it. Good morning, Max.
Good morning, Dan.
Max, set the table for us a little bit here. What led up to this meeting yesterday?
Yeah, so at the previous virtual meeting of the board, which I believe was January 20th, during the public comment section, a constituent was talking about, she was concerned about the presence of the Proud Boys, which is a far-right group with a history of violence, that was at a meeting, a county commission meeting a couple of years ago, talking about the Second Amendment. While she was saying all this, Ron Klaus, the board co-chair, who was at his home, you know, sort of plugged in virtually to the meeting, went off screen and got a hunting rifle and just sort of held it in his lap while she was talking. And then the board chair, Rob Henschel, laughed. And since then, there's been tons of backlash. I mean, what clearly was like a poorly, just a nasty thing got a sort of global headline. So business community has reached out to the board, called this bad. The political community has reached out. A bunch of people are asked for Ron Klaus's resignation. I've heard a police complaint has been filed. The county prosecutor mentioned a lawsuit may have also been filed against the county over this. And so all this amounted to the special meeting that was called for yesterday over a resolution that was, I think, meant to resolve all this.
So what was in the resolution and how was that received?
Well, it's not a resolution of censure or a sort of a recognition of apology. It's technically called a resolution of redress. And I'll just be honest with you, it's kind of a strange document that doesn't really take any blame or fault for what happened. I'm quoting it here. It calls what happened with Ron, you know, pulling out this weapon in this meeting, it calls it well-intentioned, and it kind of blames some of this on how awkward Zoom meetings are. And then at the end, it sort of decried bullying in a general sense. And basically everyone that called him to the meeting yesterday hated it for just different reasons. People either hated it because they thought it didn't go far enough. It felt like a cop-out. I mean, that was the bulk of the comments. The bulk of the comments were negative. I do want to give you one comment from a man named John who lives in Grand Traverse County. It's a bit long, but he sort of summarized the debate here. Okay, let's hear from him.
This commission has had numerous problems since the leadership came on board, and this is just another in the line of succession. You guys need to, if you're not going to resign or step down, you need to at least be a man, be a decent taxpaying citizen, and apologize to this lady. If this lady's really getting death threats, step up, you guys. I mean, come on. I've almost had enough with you people with this. Just do the right thing.
And I do want to say a lot of people called in to defend Henschel and Klaus specifically. A lot of people called in to talk about the Second Amendment and, you know, and frankly called this all sort of an overreaction. So most of the comments decried what Ron and Rob did, but a fair amount of them were defending him as well.
Interesting. So it sounds like a lot of tension there. Mm-hmm. After all of those comments, Max, I guess, what did happen with the resolution? Did it end up passing?
I mean, it was essentially tabled for the next meeting, which is scheduled for this upcoming Wednesday, February 3rd, I believe. A separate commissioner had already introduced a resolution for that meeting, a resolution of censure, which is a formal form of punishment for elected officials. And that was already planned. I'm not exactly sure where this resolution of redress was introduced and what factored in, but basically after all the public comment, the board agreed to table the sort of formal action on this resolution, formal comment over it, for the larger conversation they're going to have on Wednesday with this resolution of censure. So, I mean, we may be rehashing this on Wednesday. We may see more concrete action on Wednesday, but for the time being, not much was done.
This body has been criticized before for some of the hot button issues they tackle, Max. They've been criticized for drama, sort of exactly the sort of thing we're talking about now. Why does this keep happening?
Well, specifically on sort of the hot button issues, you're right. The board has passed resolutions on the Second Amendment, on sanctuary cities, on separation of church and state. And the argument I've heard from some people on this is, look, this is how like big statewide policy starts. It starts with county resolutions with largely symbolic things, sort of amount to pressure in Lansing. So the one theory I've heard is this is kind of just state local politics. But look, these resolutions, specifically these sort of big divisive ones, have come up more often in these past years. And I do think it's reflective of the political makeup of the board. I mean, our politics are more nationalized. I hear this from state lawmakers all the time, so I'm sure it's amounting to the county. And keep in mind, Rob Henschel and Ron Klaus, they are staunch Republicans from pretty staunchly conservative districts within the county. Their politics generally reflect that. And also, let's be clear, like, there's an element of this where they like the drama. I mean, Ron Klaus doesn't do this, and Rob Henschel doesn't laugh if initially they don't enjoy ruffling some feathers. So I think all that is amounting to some of the tension here.
This body has been in hot water before, though. What do you think this latest incident means for the future of the Grand Traverse County Board?
Well, I mean, in the short term, it's not a good situation. There are national headlines associated with this stuff. There could be criminal charges against Ron Klaus for this, which would involve the state attorney general because we can't use our prosecutor because they all work for the same county. There's this other lawsuit that the attorney referenced. And then the makeup of the board, there's still a lot of tension. I do want to give you some comments here. The first, it's a chunk of tape. The first is Rob Henschel, the board chair, who's under fire. The second is from Betsy Cafia, a Democrat on the board. Here's that.
It was not my intention that anyone would feel disenfranchised from their ability to come speak, and I do apologize for that effect that that had on some people.
I don't think the resolution of redress is going to cut it, and I'm afraid that unless it's accompanied by a no excuses apology and a full censure by this board as leaders, that it won't be enough to put this matter to rest.
And Dan, I'll leave you with this. The board did pass a piece of legislation sort of on PFAS, getting money to families to hook up their water supply to avoid PFAS contamination. That conversation got tabled and frankly isn't going to get talked about because we're talking about this and no one has apologized. And so we're still going to keep talking about it.
Interesting. Well, IPR's Max Johnston on the latest surrounding the controversy of the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners. Max, thanks for the latest update.
Thanks, Dan.